all the matches are coming at one. At the moment, we had our tip match and we had a replay there, and then we had the Cork final. So that's already 3 weeks in a row, and we've another three in a row now starting with our All Ireland series. So we've a lot to do and a lot of time to try and get ready for Saturday as well. So if we just keep going with our rehab and our recovery and our training, we'll be sorted then.
Is it a schedule players like to have games like that, or could it be broken up a small little bit?
I think the only issue really that happened was our tip match at Bota replay. So that actually pushed out our Munster final against Cork. So we would have had a weekend off there, the weekend just gone by. So I think that just kind of brought everything coming together then with that replay.
Yeah, it probably sounds strange given that the Cup didn't come home to Clare, but it feels like it's been a winning run. I mean, there was that brilliant game against Tip and Thurles, a fantastic performance in the replay, and just epic stuff then a week ago down in Parky Rin. So, I mean, momentum is something that you'll obviously be hoping to harness now.
Oh, definitely. Like, every single match we've had, we've been building on it every time like that. Like, the match on Saturday, it was very tough, but it was definitely something that's going to stand to us in the coming weeks for the All-Ireland series. It was absolutely brilliant. And even building from that tip game, I just think even our performance has been better every single game that we played.
And you're getting some impact off the bench as well, which must be very pleasing. Like, you look at Kate O'Gorman wins the player of the match in the junior final and then comes on to aid the effort in the senior game. So, like, everybody putting their shoulder to the wheel.
Oh, definitely. And I think that's even a great thing about the panel that we have at the moment, like training both our senior and juniors together. We've a massive talent to choose from. And just say the likes of Kate O'Gorman, who like that got player of the match in the game in the junior. So like it's great, and it's definitely a thing that's going to prepare us for whatever is thrown at us when it comes to the All-Ireland series, to be able to pull from some of those players in the junior.
And I suppose initially when that structure was devised by Conor and the rest of them, that I suppose everybody was wondering how is this going to work, but you've certainly got the answer to that in recent weeks.
Definitely, yeah, because even at that, like, we've never experienced something like that in Clare with the two panels training together, but the likes of Galway and Cork have always been doing it. So it was interesting to begin with, but the management team have been absolutely brilliant with everything that they've been doing, and both the teams, the junior and the senior, we're all playing in the exact same structure, which is brilliant for any time that we're calling people up from the juniors. They also know the structure straight away. So
this week, I'd imagine the training load will be quite light. A couple of visits to whatever local lake or river you can get maybe to aid that recovery, but sharpening the minds again now ahead of the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I think all we've been doing at the moment is a bit of recovery, but we've training tonight. But definitely just the quick few kind of touch drills and so on to just sharpen up the touch and just to make sure that we're ready against Tip again, because they'll be absolutely gunning for us now on Saturday, so we need to bring the fight to them as well.
Yeah, that's something you'll be aware of. I know John referenced it nearly immediately after the game on Saturday evening, that this is a Tip team now. I think he used the word forewarned. So, I mean, the wounded animal element will probably come into this.
Yeah, definitely. Like they were brilliant against us on the first day, and then again on the second day. So they'll be absolutely gunning for us. And we know what to expect from them, and they know what to expect from us. So we just have to make sure that we bring in that performance that we even brought with Cork and put that fight in it against Tip as well.
Yeah, and I'm sure as a teacher, the two small Lana Hibra old adage will be out. Like, I mean, you have the game against Tip, the game against Cork, and then three home games to finish. So if you could come back to Cusick Park with points on the board in some form or another, it would really set you up for a right crack at those last few games, wouldn't it?
Oh, definitely. Like, the first two games away is a great setup for us at the moment. To even get one winner, obviously two wins, would be absolutely brilliant to come in then to the likes of Dublin, Wexford and Waterford that we all have at home. And it would be great to just have that confidence to even start off well, and especially when we're tapering off to the end of the championship with, you know, the panel that we have. I think it would be brilliant to start off well with those wins.
And just finally, you'd be hoping to capitalise on this as well, like the good mood that's around hurling and camogie in the county at the moment. And I know a lot of it driven by Club Clare. People still can join up to Club Clare and get behind the effort, because in the next 6 to 8 weeks, like, it's going to be a very, very busy time and hopefully a successful time.
Yeah, definitely. Club Clare have been absolutely immense at the moment. Even with regards to us as the camogie team, the amount of opportunities that they've given us has been absolutely brilliant, and they've given us all the stops with the regards to your nutritionist, your psychologist, everything that we wouldn't have had before in Clare Camogie. So I think it's a massive thing that people should get behind. You can see the likes of the Clare under 20s, the Clare minors, the Clare seniors at the moment. It's a great little club to be involved in, and it's brilliant that if people sign up for it, it's going to be great coming into the summer as well.